Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's the MAC Boys Basketball Semis here tonight live in Unitego, as it's the Unitego Franklin Boys, the one seed, hosting four seed Oxford. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. It's a big week of high school basketball, as we'll have this semifinal game tonight, and we're going to have four championship games coming on Friday and Saturday, so it's going to be an exciting time. But again, it's our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, and it's sponsored by Butler Auto Sales. They feature the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, Coach, it's good to have you back after a little time off for you, not from broadcasting, but time off broadcasting with us, I should say. But this is exciting. We've seen Unitego Franklin a bunch of times this year. Your first time seeing Oxford, but this is it. Winner takes all, going to the MAC championship.
Yeah, this is always an exciting time when you get to the end of the regular season in the league play and in the leagues in our area. And they have, if you finish in the top four, you have a chance to be league champions. So Unitego Franklin has been rewarded for their 8-1 record in the regular season to have the ability to host this game here. With a win, you make it to the league championship. And Oxford has also been rewarded with a quality season. They were 6-3 in the MAC. Their only three losses were to Unitego Franklin, Delhi, and Walton Downsville, the teams that finished 1-2-3. So they have a chance to come on the road here and spring an upset and have an opportunity to go to the league championship. So it gets more kids involved in the league championship towards the end of the regular season.
That Walton Downsville and Delhi semifinal, that's the 2 versus 3. That game started at 6 o'clock, and as of right now, Delhi is ahead of Walton Downsville 47-20 at the end of the third. So we'll have a final score, and we'll obviously know that final before we are done here. So these two teams will know who awaits them in the championship game. If you're looking to see what games will be broadcasting championship-wise, you can visit my website, natelull.com, click on the radio schedule, and you'll be able to see. But in terms of the MAC, we will be doing the MAC girls at 3 o'clock on Saturday. That's between BG and Delhi. And then the winner of this game and the winner of Delhi Walton Downsville will be playing at 5 o'clock. Both of those games are at Green High School. So try to get over there. A lot of good parking, good seating, and should be two great games no matter who's there on Saturday. So, all right, Greg and I are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. MAC Boys Basketball Semis tonight. Unitego Franklin hosting Oxford here on WCDO.
Tired of searching for a vehicle that fits your life? Drive over to Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, your premier auto dealer in the Tri-County area. With 200 vehicles and more rolling in, we're confident your search is over. Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs, and crossovers, all makes and models. Why not use that tax refund toward a low-mileage, late-model family ride from Butler Auto Sales? Planning a spring break getaway? We have the perfect vehicle for your adventure. We guarantee a minimum of $1,500 toward any trade-in, even if you have to push, pull, or drag it onto the lot. And we've got financing for every credit situation. We will get you financed at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. Huge selection, huge savings. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to be your dealer for life.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Unitego Franklin Boys hosting Oxford here in the MAC semifinals. Some of the final preparations here for both of these teams as we get you set. And throughout the broadcast, Greg will have some of our more deeper information on these two teams, the schedules they've played and how they got here, and what maybe sectionals could look like for both of these teams. As the meeting is tomorrow night, we'll know a lot more about what the sectional tournament will hold next week once we get through tomorrow's meeting. So, again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show here tonight. The winner of this will take on the winner of Delhi and Walton Downsville. Looks like Delhi might be punching their tickets soon, as they were ahead at the end of the third quarter by quite a bit, and that game started at 6 o'clock. So, all right, we'll take one more quick break, as Oxford and Unitego Franklin getting ready for their starting lineups here, as well as, I don't know if they're going to do an anthem. They're already sitting down ready for starting lineups. So we will pause for that. We'll get you that information, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Loyalty rewards are here for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Simply sign up at scorecardrewards.com and receive a one-time bonus of 250 points. Your loyalty rewards can be redeemed for brand-name merchandise, travel, cash back, and credit toward your statement. So sign up today for loyalty rewards for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Go to scorecardrewards.com and receive your one-time bonus of 250 points. Just another member benefit at Shindello Federal Credit Union. Union 114 Main Street in Franklin, federally insured by NCUA. Learn more at shindello.org or call 607-829-3560.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody, as we get you set for Unitego Franklin and Oxford here. And we'll run you through the starting lineups first for Unitego Franklin and head coach Travis Woods. They're going to start with the junior number 00, Joe Sargent, a junior number 2, Jake Kingsbury, a sophomore number 4, Brock Bertzel, a senior number 10, Xander Johnson, and a junior number 12, Rashad Keel. So we had a couple of changes in that Oxford starting lineup here. So they are coached by head coach Tim Davis here. They will start with number 3, a senior, Richard Hunter, a senior number 4, Blake Barrows, a junior number 11, Dominic Howe, number 15, a freshman, Justin Peck, and a senior, number 34, Caden Renfro. Did I get those right, Coach?
I think you have the right numbers, but I think 4 is listed wrong in the program. 4 is Gordon Smith.
4 is Gordon Smith, okay.
So they're throwing curveballs at
him
right off the bat. These Blackhawks.
So luckily we had an insider here to help us out.
Yeah.
So. And all right, so Gordon is in the starting lineup here. Who knows? Could have been somebody forgot a jersey. You never know. As we are underway here, and Oxford will win the opening tip going left to right. They're in the black uniforms with the red and white trim. Here is Smith to the left side, and Kingsbury shadowing him here in the man-to-man. Now a steal, knocked out of bounds, going to go to Unitego Franklin there in the home whites with that green and purple trim.
A good opening possession there for Unitego Franklin defensively. Blackhawks open in a full court man press.
And so Unitego Franklin will get it in. Oxford with a little full court pressure here. Kingsbury will get it across the midcourt timeline going right to left. And a bounce pass to the interior for Xander Johnson. Stops, pops, steps through, and hits on the nice little baby hook.
I think Unitego Franklin will have a lot of success if they stay in man-to-man. I don't know if they have anybody that can guard Xander.
And back the other way here for the Blackhawks. Justin Peck putting it up and in. And Unitego gets back the other way. Quickly over the top to Rashad Keel. He hits the shot and he's fouled. So end-to-end action here to start things off.
That great outlet pass there for the Spartan Devils, and that'll be the first foul on Caden Renfro, and that'll send Rashad Keel to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play opportunity.
Quickly got it down the floor. Keel with the foul shot, can't get that to go, and a rebound here for Smith. Smith averaging just over 20 points a game here. Little dribble drive, we'll kick it back. A floater in the lane for the Blackhawks, will not go. Therefore, Dominic Howe on the floor. Howe fighting for it here. It rolls out, and we'll stay with the Blackhawks.
Good hustle there by both teams.
6:55 to go in the first. It's a 4-2 ball game here. Unitego Franklin on top. We'll try to get you a final score from that Delhi game as they started at 6 o'clock and had a good, healthy lead over Walton Downs with the last chance we had an opportunity to check in. Blackhawks will have it to the right side. A three here for Smith. Off the back of the rim, tapped back out, and he's got it there on the right side. And into the right corner. Ball moving here for the Blackhawks. They'll swing it to the far side for Hunter. And now back into the right corner. trying to find Hunter on the little cut through, and it's intercepted here by Unitigo Franklin. Across the midcourt timeline, Kingsbury stops for three, and this one's a little short, and a rebound here for Oxford. They're looking to run in transition. Smith will dish it off for Hunter on the baseline. Will hold on to it, gets stuck, picked up his dribble in a tough spot, will swing it back out. Smith from straight away, in and out on the three. Johnson with a rebound for Unitigo Franklin. They're looking to run it ahead for Keel, and he hits it off the glass. Rashad Keel for two.
Boy, you get him out in the open space, he's dangerous. Very athletic player.
And now Unitigo Franklin leading 6-2, and a traveling violation here on Oxford is going to give it back to the Spartans again.
Every time you see Keel catch it in open space, you feel like there's no way he's going to be able to get that shot up there, and he just contorts his body and hangs in the air and finds a way to finish.
It's like he's always two steps from the basket, no matter where he is. He's got those long steps, and he's able to really hit kind of those in transition type of layups. Here's Xander Johnson for three on the left side. Off the back of the rim, Keel skies for a rebound, taps it to Sargent, who puts it in.
Yeah, good job by Keel to keep it alive there.
5:40 to go in the first quarter, and Unitigo Franklin has jumped out to an 8-2 lead. Now a miss by the Blackhawks. Rebound for Keel, ahead for Kingsbury, and Jake's going to score on the left-handed layup, and a timeout's going to be taken by Oxford. What a start here for Unitigo Franklin. They lead 10-2. With 5.5 to go in the first quarter, we'll be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. We do have a final score out of that Delhi game. We'll get that to you the next opportunity we have, and it will be the Bulldogs moving on to the MAC championship to defend their title. Oxford has it from straight away. Richard Hunter with a three. It died on the front of the rim, didn't have enough air to get there, but a rebound here is scooped up by the Blackhawks. Little pass underneath is stripped, and another steal here by Unitigo Franklin. And an outlet pass here for Xander Johnson down the right side. Johnson pulls his way into the paint and scores. Tough to stop that.
Yeah, good strong move there by Xander. He got downhill and just used his athleticism to elevate and finish.
That makes it Unitigo Franklin 12, Oxford 2, early in the first quarter. Bennett Payton trying to fight his way inside. That was knocked out of bounds. Going to stay here with the Blackhawks.
Just seems like Unitigo Franklin is just a step ahead of everything that the Blackhawks are trying to do.
And so this will be an inbounds play here for the Blackhawks to the right of the hoop. They'll get it in. A three in the corner is in and out. Rebounded here by the Blackhawks. They're looking to put it up. And we got a jump ball underneath. A great rebound there by Nick Dodswaites, but he got tied up. Jump ball is going to give it back here to Unitigo Franklin. And UF off to a good start. The last time we were in this gym, they really shot the ball, really struggled that day against Walton Downsville. But tonight, off to a hot start. Little pass to the interior, knocked away by Oxford. They'll throw it deep here, looking for Gordon Smith. Smith back the other way. A floater in the paint for Oxford will fall this time with Dominic Howe.
Yeah, Richard Hunter with a great outlet pass there to get that fast break started for the Blackhawks.
That makes it 12-4. Unitigo Franklin on top with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. Kingsbury finds Xander Johnson underneath. What an athletic finish. And Xander's able to hit that. And he's fouled.
Yeah, his size and strength is just going to cause a problem for the Blackhawks. Like, he can absorb that body contact and still finish through it. He just almost looks like a man amongst boys out there.
I mean, he got hit pretty hard and finished from a tough angle there. Somehow was able to get it to go.
It's a little George Gervin finger roll.
It really was. Now we cursed him there. He misses the shot at the line. With 4 minutes to go in the first, it's 14-4. Here's Smith down the left side into the corner, feeding one there for the Blackhawks. And they'll reverse it back to the right side. They're in the black with the red and white uniforms going left to right. Right corner now for Oxford Academy. And they'll work one back up to Hunter. Pump fakes on a three. Wants to try to get to the rim. It's blocked there by Keel. and a steal for Unitego Franklin. Ahead for Levi Russell, who's into the game. He misses the shot. Boy, Keel almost skied for a putback dunk there, but came up a little awkward and couldn't quite get it.
If that went down, the house would have come down with it.
Boy, he was up there, too. And now Oxford giving it away. Unitego Franklin back the other way, and they find Keel underneath. He's fouled. What a great dish there from Xander Johnson. Keel's going to head to the line. 3:22 to go in the first, 14-4. UF on top of Oxford, and that's final score is Delhi 55, Walton Downsville 38. And Walton Downsville playing without two starters tonight who were away on a school trip. And so they tried to hang around with Delhi, but such a tough, tough team. That's 14 wins in a row right now for Delhi. And Keel gets his first foul shot. So 15-4, Unitego Franklin leading Oxford. 3:22 to go in the first. Keel, second shot at the line is good. So 6 points for Keel and 6 for Xander Johnson, and it's a 16-4 lead here for the Spartans in the early going. Little floater here for Smith. It's blocked. And here comes Unitego Franklin. They push it ahead for Keel. Keel again somehow finishes hanging in the paint. And they can't miss right now. And another timeout has to be taken here by Oxford, as it's Unitego Franklin 18, Oxford 4. 3:06 to go, first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with me here. Coach, what has allowed UF to jump out to this fast start?
Well, Oxford's gotten good shots, but just hasn't been able to put the ball in the hoop. But every time they miss, Unitego Franklin is just off to the races. And Oxford hasn't gotten back very well, but you also have to credit Unitego Franklin's ability to throw the outlet pass.
They have really been getting out in transition, and they're going to do it again here. Ahead for Levi Russell. Oh, it rolled off the front of the rim, but another great pass there to set that up from Xander Johnson. I haven't seen Unitego Franklin leak out and run this much all season. They really must have seen something on tape. As here is Hunter trying to get into the rim, and a foul on the floor with 2.5 to go in the first. Unitego Franklin boys leading 18-4 over Oxford here in the MAC semis. And again, Delhi boys defeating Walton Downsville 55-38. So Delhi punches their tickets to the league championship game on Saturday. Here's Hunter, floats one inside, finding Caden Renfro. He's blocked by Keel. What a play. Keel, back the other way, is going to lay it up and in. He got the block, ran the floor, then got a pass and scored. Keel is playing like a man possessed right now. And it's 20-4. What a start here tonight for the Spartans. 2:05 to go in the first. Renfro underneath, gets the nice little touch off the front of the rim, and he scores this time.
The other thing is, I can only remember two shots that Unitego Franklin has missed here early, so they're shooting a very high percentage.
Bertzel will have it straight away here for Unitego Franklin. Our score is 20-6. And coming off of the screen, little pass up and under. No, instead he takes the shot, and Brock Bertzel is able to score.
Yeah, nice little left-handed finish there for Bertzel.
Makes it 22-6. Oxford in the paint underneath, and a foul as Hunter gets run into on the left wing. With 1.5 minutes to go in the first, you couldn't script a better start here tonight for Unitego Franklin. My goodness. And again, the last time I was in this gym, I think, I can't remember the final score of that Walton Downsville game, but it was a game that was in the 30s or low 40s. They really struggled to score.
It was 41-38.
Yeah, it was tough. tough sledding that day. They got 22 with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter here. Oxford has it. Here's Smith, who's still scoreless. Stops and pops from the foul line. Missed that shot. Rebound by Payton underneath. Bodies flying, and we got a foul on Unitego Franklin.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think before that Walton Downsville game, Unitego Franklin had played at BG. So
yes, the night before.
They didn't have a game before, and maybe they're rested, but they certainly are shooting the ball exceptionally well here early.
And they shot the ball very well against Bainbridge the night before and then just went ice cold on that Saturday here at home. And a rebound here for Unitego off an Oxford miss. A leak out pass finding Levi Russell, and they are just using and abusing that long pass ahead. They now make it 24-6, another layup. Smith into the paint, zips one to the far side. They try to go inside now for Dodzwitz. Kicks one back out for Smith. The floater there. He gets it to go. And Smith gets his first bucket of the evening. Makes it 24-8 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Unitego Franklin back up near midcourt. Again, going right to left on your radio dial. They'll swing one inside for Russell. Back out. A three here for Xander Johnson. It's just a little off the mark to the right. And a rebound scooped up here by the Spartans. On the baseline, they'll whip one back across. Into the right corner now for Xander Johnson. Floats in the air, missed it. We got a rebound off the hands of the Blackhawks. And going to stay here with Unitego Franklin.
And the shot clock's off. Unitego Franklin could hold for one shot.
And so with 19.9 to go here in this first quarter, Unitego Franklin to the left of the hoop will look to get it in. Spartans have it. Bertzel will work one into the corner. Looking here for Carter Groff. Now inside for Caden Legree off the bench, and his shot won't fall. Rebound scooped up, knocked out of bounds, though, and will go back to Oxford with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Last shot of the quarter here for the Blackhawks. They'll get one to Smith underneath the floater. He can't just buy a bucket right now. 5 seconds left. A rebound here for Unitego Franklin. Legree in transition, can't get that shot to go. But what a first quarter here for UF as the Unitego Franklin boys lead Oxford 24-8. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. We start the second quarter here at Unitego in the MAC boys semifinals. Winner will go to the MAC championship. Blackhawks have it on the right side. They try to go to the big man inside, Renfro, on the baseline. Stuck in a tough spot. He's able to swing it over to Smith in the left corner. Smith back inside for Renfro, trying to go to work. We'll shovel one into the right corner again. A three here for Oxford is no good. And a rebound for Xander Johnson. And Johnson down the right side of the floor. Johnson zips one, looking for Levi Russell. A corner shot here. Hit the side of the rim, wouldn't go. Renfro with a rebound. And a pass ahead here for Smith. Pump fakes. And Unitego Franklin's done a really good job of knowing where he is. Little up and under here for Richard Hunter, and he scores. That makes it 24-10.
Certainly a lot of basketball to be played here, but Oxford's just got to chip away one possession at a time. Get a stop and something productive on offense.
And to the right side here for Brock Burtzel as Unitico Franklin goes right to left. They'll work one back up to Burtzel. Now to Xander Johnson. Stops and pops from the foul line off the back of the rim. A rebound here is scooped up here by Unitico Franklin. Now back outside. Brock Burtzel into the paint. The floater there won't go. And a rebound underneath by the Blackhawks. They're looking for Smith on the right side. Unitico Franklin getting back nicely on defense. They get a steal out of it this time. Burtzel across midcourt, finds Johnson, pump fakes on a three, goes to Russell in the corner. He dials one up, no. Second chance opportunity is a rebound for Tristan Fairburn. He's fouled and will go to the line.
Yeah, nice rebound by Fairburn there. He was in the right spot. Shot was taken from the left corner. He was on the right block. Good rebounding position. Earns a trip to the line.
And again, this is what we've mentioned several times this year, is that Unitico Franklin not afraid to go to the bench. They'll play 8, 9, 10 guys deep. And the first shot here for Unitico Franklin at the line is no good.
One thing to keep an eye on with them, I know that they've struggled in some games this year at the free throw line. So in a game like this where you're up 14, missed free throw here, missed free throw there, really not going to matter. But when you get in a tight game, you got to be able to make those free throws.
0 for 2 at the line for Unitico Franklin on that trip. And back here to Hunter on the right side. Now to Renfro. And they try to go down low, up over the top of Smith, who's claiming that he got pushed from behind, but to no avail. Out of bounds and going back to Unitico Franklin. And so Burtzel will get it into Kingsbury here with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Good crowd on hand here tonight for this MAC semifinal, but it's been all Unitico Franklin so far. Little quieter start to the second quarter. Now a push-off here on Unitico Franklin, so maybe Oxford settling in a little bit.
Yep, I think got an illegal screen there on Carter Groff, the junior.
And so again, we will have the MAC Boys and Girls Championships this Saturday. Right now, set for 3 o'clock for the girls, 5 o'clock for the boys at Green High School. We'll be up in the press box there, a little crow's nest. Looking forward to bringing those two games to you. 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Here's Smith on the interior. We got a charge. And Smith can't buy one right now. He was just talking with the official during a timeout saying, I'm getting pushed, I'm getting chopped down there. And then Kingsbury doing what he does best. He takes the charge there. And he's just always somewhere right around trying to be a pest on defense. Here's Jake in the backcourt to the right side as Unitico Franklin goes right to left. They find Brock Burtzel. Burtzel shovels off a screen. Down low for Xander Johnson. And he gets stripped underneath. Gets it back, though. Puts it up. Hits the shot, and he's fouled. Again, just so strong with the basketball. And he has 8. So you got Keel with 10. Johnson with 8.
He's just so strong, and he has such a solid frame. If he gets the ball that low, I don't know if there's anybody, you know, in the gym here tonight that could stop him.
And he missed the foul shot. He gets it back, though. Shoots a fadeaway two on the far side and hits. So he's got 10. And that pumps the lead to 28-10 now for Unitico Franklin over Oxford. Smith with a jumper. Tough hanging shot on the left side. He gets that to go.
Yeah, that was a high degree of difficulty shot.
Makes it 28-12 now. Unitico boys, Unitico Franklin, I should say, on top here of Oxford. Spartan Devils take it inside, dishing one off here for Keel. Keel's jumper is good. Boy, Keel can't miss tonight. And it's 30-12. Fall away jumper here. No, Keel with a rebound. Boy, just so athletic. He jumps out of the gym sometimes. Keel to the left side, into the paint. Who's going to stop him? Oh, I broadcast cursed him there as it popped out. And then we got a whistle after the play. Oh, we got a technical foul here on Kingsbury. Did you see anything there, Coach?
He must have said something because he was a good distance away from the official on the baseline. So he either said something to the official or he said something to one of the Blackhawk players. One of the two.
And so Smith will settle in at the line. And his first shot is no good. But again, I know Keel missed that one, but sometimes he makes that first step to get around a guy look just effortless.
I mean, it almost looked like when he drove there, it was like the parting of the defense.
Yeah.
But then he shoots the layups. They look like such a high degree of difficulty.
I know.
But
he doesn't make things look smooth. It's just athletic. Smith goes one out of two. I can't even describe it, I would say.
It would almost be like in ice skating, since we're in the Olympics now. He doesn't just go up and spin around once. He kind of goes up and spins around five times.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Here's Hunter on the inside. He spins through, and he's able to hit. And so Oxford trying to keep this in a manageable distance. Back the other way, they find Xander Johnson, and they're just getting back quicker on offense. And Johnson has 12, makes it 32-15. Just when you think Oxford's going to climb out of the hole a little bit. Payton wants to take it inside. The hanging shot here for Bennett Payton is good. And Payton's first shot. Boy, Kingsbury got ran over there. He wanted to try to take another charge. Couldn't do it. It's 32-17. Johnson across the midcourt timeline. A little physical here. A little physical battle between these two. Johnson will leave it back off for Bertzel. Straight away, top of the arc. And Bertzel to the left side. Now to Johnson, comes off of a screen, and Xander is there and hits. And Xander has 15. Oxford trying to answer with Bennett Payton from the right side. He can't get that to go. And a rebound underneath for Smith. He turns around. Another high degree of difficulty shot. He couldn't get it. And Unitigo Franklin is looking to run. Coming up on 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Now back to Johnson, in the paint, gets the shot to go, and he's fouled. Another finger roll, and they sink it here for Unitigo Franklin. 17 now for Johnson in the first half. What's his average? I think he's averaging 19 or 20?
18.7.
My goodness.
Ninth in the Nate Lowell WCDO coverage area.
And you know, Xander has these games where I'm updating the list, and it's like 27, 29. But then he has a very unselfish game where he scores 10, and they still win, or 12. So I think he could be a lot higher if he wanted to just take it to the tin every night. As he hits this foul shot, he's got 18.
And Unitigo Franklin has as many points as they had in the game against Walton Downsville here, and there's still 3 minutes to go in the second quarter.
This is remarkable. 38-17 as the Spartans can't miss right now. Oxford going to the bench, trying to find some different combinations here on offense to make it work. As the Blackhawks will look to get it in, they've tried some JV guys that they brought up. This has been a very successful team this year, too, and just not their night so far tonight. A lot of basketball left to be played. Blackhawks will get it in on the baseline, and they do to Gordon Smith. Smith in the corner, into the paint, stops and pops and hits. And Smith has 7 points. Timeout's going to be taken. With 2:50 to go in the second quarter, it is Unitigo Franklin boys leading Oxford 38-19. We'll be back on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Thanks for listening tonight online as well. The free audio of tonight's game is brought to you by SFCU at WCDOsports.com. So again, 2:40 to go here in the second quarter. And a pass inside for Xander Johnson out of the timeout. Xander's having a heck of a night. He's got 18 already. And back into the paint, Joe Sargent tosses one up, and he's fouled at the right low block. And now Sargent will go to the line. And again, Unitego Franklin struggling at the line. It's something they're really going to have to improve getting into the postseason where it's win or go home.
Yeah, and I mean, you were just talking a minute ago about how unselfish Xander Johnson could be at times. He had that ball at the right block. Granted, he had a defender there with his arms up, but he easily could have made a move and shot that. But instead of forcing it, he chooses to kick it out and get a teammate involved. So those are the kind of kids you want on a team.
Yeah, very unselfish player and the leader for this Unitego Franklin team. Sargent goes 0 out of 2 at the line, and Donswitz comes in to grab that rebound. And here comes Oxford back down the floor trying to carve into this a little bit, and they almost had it knocked away, but Smith is able to scoop it up, and then he gets fouled. And they've done a pretty good job of frustrating Oxford's leading scorer, Gordon Smith. He's got 7 points tonight, but he's really had to work for it.
Yeah. Every one of those points has been difficult to come by.
And so now a steal by Unitego, but right on the line there was Logan Kingsbury.
And that's the other thing, too, is they haven't just had one guy on him. They've had a handful of different defenders on him that just, they seem to know where he is all the time. So clearly, his name's probably underlined in that scouting report in the locker room.
2:20 to go in the second quarter. Oxford has it going left to right. And now a foul here on Logan Kingsbury as he was trying to stay step for step with Smith as he turned the corner. Smith, very good, quick first step, but they've really been connected to him by the hip tonight.
That is another advantage that Unitego Franklin has, is their deep bench. They can just keep throwing guys out there to guard people.
Smith with a little give and go, misses that shot. Back the other way, Keel is there, and he lays it up and in. And Keel now has 14. Coach, what is allowing them to get out in transition so fast tonight?
Well, Oxford is not doing a really good job with court balance. They're not having a player that gets back. That's their responsibility when they're on offense. So usually that falls to a guard. So most of the time it's the point guard. But if the point guard drives to the basket and shoots, one of the other guards has to get back, and they're not rotating as to who's back. And Unitego Franklin, like you said, they must have seen that in a scouting report, and they're just leaking out and getting that free layup.
And here's Burtzel on the right side, and he nails a three.
I think they only gave it a two.
Only a two. So,
but it was pretty close.
So Brock with a two makes it 42-19, and Oxford throws it away. And, boy, Unitego is going to be in the mid to high 40s here, shooting, or scoring, I should say, in the first half. What an output tonight by the Spartans so far. Oxford coming with some full court pressure. Unitego Franklin trying to handle it, though, and across the midcourt timeline, here comes Burtzel. And he'll feed one back to Sargent. Good move, little shimmy, gets in the paint, and the floater goes for Joe Sargent. That makes it 44-19 with 1:10 to go in the second quarter. Richard Hunter on the left side. Hunter will rip one into the right corner. Give and go here for Oxford, and a foul as Luke Bennett will be heading to the line for the Blackhawks.
That's the first foul on Joe Sargent here.
And so this will send Oxford to the line with Bennett settling in. First shot is good. First points of the night for Bennett. If you are also looking for some other games we'll be doing this week, we will be covering the Tri-Valley Championship games at 5:30 and 7 on Friday. Those games are at Unadilla Valley. As the second shot at the line here for Oxford is no good. And a rebound here for Joe Sargent. We can talk more about those Tri-Valley games during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Sargent at midcourt. Little crossover to the right side. Sargent is stripped, but gets it back. Lots of time to work with here. Shot clock at 15. Logan Kingsbury finds Burtzel. Burtzel into the paint, steps through, stripped. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. We got a jump ball. And the arrow is going to keep it here with Unitego, I believe, and they're going to call a timeout as well. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. UF boys leading Oxford 44-20 here in the MAC semifinals. Winner goes to the league championship, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Unitego Franklin out of the timeout with the ball underneath their own hoop and their own offensive end of the floor. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. And so they'll toss it in, and a steal by Richard Hunter. Hunter's trying to go coast to coast, and he's fouled by Logan Kingsbury, who hustled back nicely on defense, but he got a piece of him. And not what they drew up, I'm sure, but just didn't come to fruition there.
Just a little bit too much air in that pass allowed the Oxford defender to kind of tip it and steal it, get out in front. Good hustle by Logan to not give up the freebie layup, make him earn the 2 points at the free throw line. Misses the first, so that hustle and foul, a good play for Unitego Franklin.
And so Hunter at the line, missed the first, second one coming here for Oxford. Again, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here shortly. As Hunter's second shot is good. Richard Hunter with 5 points so far tonight for the Blackhawks. Now here is Bertzel in transition. We'll bring it up. Unitego can play for the last shot if they wish. Bertzel stripped, though. Unitego trying to get it back. Both teams on the floor. And we got another jump ball, I believe. Yes.
I think this one goes to Oxford.
So the Blackhawks, with some good hustle on the floor, will get it back, and they can play for the last shot if they wish. Trailing 44-21. Tough first half here for the Blackhawks on the road in the MAC semis. Hunter, left side. Stripped down low. And it looks like we got a foul underneath. Looks like it's going to be on Keel. That could be a tough one. Oh, it's only his first. Okay.
Yep.
I was thinking he already had one.
And Hunter kind of lost control of the ball. And it looked like he traveled, but he didn't have possession of the ball. And then there was bodies flying and some body contact. I thought it was a good call by the official.
Hunter with 6 points now as he makes the first one at the line. Second one coming. Unitego continuing to go to the bench. Keel comes out of the ball game. Kelton Ryan will check in. Well, I think they've used almost everybody on that bench here in the first half of the varsity guys. And the second shot is up and good for Hunter. So Hunter has 7 and Gordon Smith has 7 here for Oxford. On the other side, it is Johnson with 18, 14 for Rashad Keel. And Bertzel will get it in, trying to go coast to coast. Little fadeaway for him, will not fall, and that'll do it. First half in the books with our score. Unitego Franklin boys leading Oxford 44-23. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming right up. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Mirabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Mirabito.
Preferred Mutual is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe, Greg Bonskowski with you tonight here on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, it's brought to you by SFCU. Huge thanks to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer tonight back in the WCDO studios. Also Craig Stevens, who never leaves the WCDO studios. So appreciate Craig always hanging around helping us out. And here are the Spartan Devils with the basketball to start the second half. And they pick right up where they left off. Bertzel finds Johnson, who puts it in and scores.
Yeah, really nice play there. It looks like they set a diagonal screen to get Xander open for that layup. Good pass by Bertzel.
And here is Oxford now going right to left, trying to answer here. Renfro underneath, pump fakes, and gets stuck in a tough spot, has to shovel it between his legs. And we got a three-second call here, I believe, on Oxford, giving it back to UF.
He did a great job pump faking to get the Unitego Franklin defenders off their feet, but when you do that, you got to go right up and draw the contact.
Renfro, a tremendous soccer goalie, will play somewhere at the next level. And somebody will be very lucky to have him and go such a big wingspan, can really make some good plays in the net. And here is Unitego Franklin going left to right. Kingsbury straight away on the baseline, the floater for Jake, and the kiss off the glass is good. Very fundamental play there by Jake, makes it 48-23. Left side here for Smith, gets up and under on a pump fake. Smith hanging in the air off the glass is good, and he has nine.
Yeah, nice drive.
Makes it 48-25. Kingsbury down the right side, dribbles into the paint, dishes one off for Keel, and the jumper is good for Keel. We're trading baskets here. 16 now for Keel. And a baseline drive for Oxford, and they can't get this one to go. Good drive, but a little off the mark there for Justin Peck, the JV call-up, who's started a couple games in a row now for the Blackhawks. And to the right side for Bertzel. Finds Johnson on the interior, and they lose him. And the kiss off the glass is good. Johnson's got 22, and Oxford wants to talk it over. Tim Davis has seen enough. 52-25 with 6:23 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 52-25. And what has allowed Unitego coach to continue to get that cut through the paint and finding guys wide open for layups here?
Well, just good execution, unselfish play, and they're sticking to the game plan and the execution of the play. They're not trying to play, you know, me ball, or it's my turn to shoot. Being unselfish.
And here's a shot by Oxford. They got two looks at it. Now a third look at it, and it still won't go down. How about a fourth? They put it up, and this time they'll flush it in with Nick Dodsweet, and he gets it to go. And he's fouled. And Dodsweet will be headed to the line here. Four chances on that opportunity.
Good to see that they're still working hard and not, you know, given up yet. Still a lot of basketball to be played.
And Nick gets that shot to go. Just committed to play college baseball, I believe, at OCC.
But if Unitego Franklin keeps shooting the percentage that they are, I don't think they've missed a shot here in the second half.
Bertzel back up near midcourt. Comes off of a screen. Goes to Sargent on the right side. Unitego going left to right. They're in the white uniforms with the green and the little bit of purple trim. Now we got a foul on Oxford here. Little hip check, I believe, on Justin Peck. Oxford's in the black uniforms with the red and white trim. And again, we'll have the Tri-Valley Championships on Friday and MAC Championships on Saturday. The Delaware League Championships also on Friday this year, so it conflicts with Tri-Valley this season, unfortunately, but we'll get you some updates on those games as well on Friday. Here's Keel on the right low block. Dishing one back off. Finds Xander Johnson. Missed it. How about a second chance for Xander? No, he'll kick it out. Sargent straight away three here is off the mark. And a rebound for Oxford. And a long shovel pass ahead. Stolen by Kingsbury. Looks like a football interception there. Dishing one ahead for Keel on the left low block, but he got tied up. And we'll have a jump ball arrow going back to the Blackhawks with 5:10 to go in the third. And Unitego Franklin leading 52-28 over Oxford.
You see Unitego Franklin on that last position had three shots. You're surprised to see not one of them fall as they've shot a tremendous percentage from the floor here tonight.
Yeah, they really have. Probably one of the best nights of the year shooting here for Unitego Franklin. Here's Smith on the left side. Tries a three, couldn't get it to go. Rebound for the Blackhawks. They'll circle it back out. Hunter, right side three for him, is way too strong. And a rebound for Joe Sargent. Sargent down the right side finds Keel into the paint. And we got a hard collision there in the paint. But we got a foul on Oxford. Foul going to be on Dominic Howe. And so Unitego Franklin will have it on the baseline with 4:43 to go third quarter. To the right of the hoop, Kingsbury will have it. Jake looking for inbounding duty, finds Xander Johnson on a great curl, and he scores. And Johnson's got 24. I like that play. And to the right side here for Smith. And now kicks one out, and that's a long three there for Dodswitz. And he's got six off the bench. Makes it 54-31. Burtzel up near midcourt. Avoids a little bit of a poke there from Smith. Burtzel tries to take it to the rim, too strong. Rebound for Oxford. And ahead to the left side for Hunter. Hunter to the left low block, puts it up. Keel almost got a block there, and it comes free. Little three-man weave ahead here for Unitego, and they score with Brock Burtzel. And Brock seems like he has more, but that's 6 points for him. Makes it 56-31. 3:50 to go in the third. Here's Hunter. Pump fakes, gets into the paint. Hunter dishing one off, finds Dodswitz, and he's able to score. He's got eight. So Smith with nine, Dodswitz with eight, and Hunter with seven. 3.5 to go in the third. Down the right side of the floor. Here is Sargent stepping through. Rips one out for Kingsbury. Back out. Xander Johnson for a three. Hit the front of the rim. Wouldn't go, though. Soft touch, but just couldn't get that one to go down. Hunter into the left corner. Good first step into the paint. He gets tied up there with Keel, who just kind of wrapped him up. With 3:15 to go here in the third. Again, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here as Unitego Franklin, one of their best showings of the year here on the boys' side for UF.
Yeah, on the season, Unitego Franklin averages about 59 points a game, and they're close to getting that, and we still have 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
And the first shot is up and good here for Hunter. He has 8 points. And Coach Travis Woods not afraid to go to the bench. He's brought in a variety of guys here tonight. As Hunter will get his second shot at the line, brings in Legree and Fairburn right here. And so Hunter settling in at the line and missed the second shot. Legree's got a rebound. And Legree to the right side. Goes back to Johnson, far side for Burtzel, barking out some signals with 3 minutes to go in the third. And to the right side, Burtzel reverses back left, finds Legree. Splits two defenders, hanging in the paint, finds Fairburn, and he scores. Nice pass and the good finish.
Yeah, nice cut there by Fairburn, too. He knew where to go, made himself available.
Makes it 58-34. Unitego Franklin on top of the Oxford boys. And back straight away into the far corner. Little baseline drive here, back left corner here for Hunter, for Oxford, and well, he gets plowed over, but no call. Missed the shot. Rebound for Unitego Franklin. And ahead now for Fairburn. Takes it inside. Missed that left-handed layup. A lot of contact. But back the other way for the Blackhawks. And they'll reverse it. Another three here for the big man. Dodswitz couldn't get that to go. And the rebound goes to Legree. Somehow he's able to shovel it out of there. Passing one ahead. They find Joe Sargent, who scores.
Really nice outlet pass to get it started by Johnson, and then a better pass by Fairburn to find his teammate there.
And to the right side here for Smith. He's stripped and a steal, and Smith's tough night continues. Unitego back the other way. They go to Fairburn in the corner for three, and he hits it. Big time three there for Fairburn. Has got the last 5 points. Makes it 63-34 with a minute and a half to go in the third. And to the right side. They want to dial up another three here for Oxford. In and out for Dodswitz. And Legree's got a rebound, and we got a jump ball. He got tied up. Arrow will give it back to the Spartan Devils. Tyler Zakow is going to check back in for Joe Sargent. With 1:23 to go here in the third. In a 63-34 ball game, Unitico Franklin on top. Down the right side, here's Bertzel leaving one off for Xander Johnson. Could not get that shot to go. Rebound for Oxford. They lost it out of bounds. They couldn't quite hold on over in that far side corner, and it's going to go back to UF.
Yeah, good ball pressure there by Bertzel to create that turnover.
And Unitico Franklin continuing to go to the bench. Levi Wetmore is going to come in. Johnson to the bench. He's got 24 as he comes off here. We'll see if we see him again tonight, or want to make sure you keep him healthy for next week's championship game if you can hang on for one more quarter. Here's Bertzel in the paint. His floater, no. Rebound for Fairburn. Went in and was able to grab it. Back out, Zakow. Three ball, got it for Zakow. And that makes it 66-34 for Unitego Franklin. 45 seconds to go in the third. And to the near side, Legree chasing on defense. Smith gets off of a screen, can't get that shot to go. Fairburn down the left side. We'll slow it down, leave it back off for Zakow. And now to Bertzel on the left side, splits two defenders. Left corner, Legree wants it and hits. And Legree gets that to go. 69-34 with 20 seconds to go here in the third. It's been all Unitego Franklin. Blackhawks trying to make something happen here in the last 10 seconds of the third. They go to the left side. Little pump fake. A dish out. Long three here for the Blackhawks. Off the front of the rim, no. Can they get a half-court shot off? Bertzel, the half-court heave is no good, but it did hit the rim. And the third quarter's in the books. Unitego Franklin 69, Oxford 34. We'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's 69-34. Unitego Franklin with the ball. Knocked away here as Legree tried to shovel a pass down low, and Oxford's got it back. And to the left side here for Richard Hunter. Comes off of a screen, and he traveled. It's going to go back to Unitego with 7:27 to go in the fourth quarter. And so Unitego Franklin will get it in. We are assuming Xander Johnson will be done for the night. Rest him up. 24 points. He was tremendous here tonight as they find Fairburn underneath. And he's been doing everything since coming off the bench.
Yeah, great pass there by Caden Legree. I don't know how he saw that. And a good catch by Fairburn on that play.
A missed shot here for Oxford back the other way. Renfro with a rebound. He can't get that. Legree ahead down the right side here for Unitego Franklin. Legree will float one over to Brock Burtzel as, again, Unitego leading 71-34 with 6:50 to go in the fourth. Fairburn into the corner. Now looking for Legree. Tries another shovel pass to the interior. This time it was intercepted by Hunter. Hunter down the right side zips it through, and the layup on the left side is up and good here for Oxford. 71-36 now with 6:25 to go in the fourth. Legree for three on the right side. Missed it. Renfro's got a rebound. And an outlet pass here to Aiden Mellum down the right side. And then it rolls out of bounds on that far side. 6:18 to go in the fourth. And a 71-36 ball game. And it's been all Unitego Franklin here as they'll look to work it in with Legree in the backcourt. And Legree will come across the midcourt timeline with 6:10 to go here in the fourth. Legree trying to find some space. Unitego Franklin content to run a little clock here. Zachow on the three from the left side. The bank is open there for Zachow. Back-to-back threes for him. He's got 6 points, and it's 74-36. 5:50 to go here in the fourth. And to the right side, underneath for Oxford, a little up and under, and they'll get that shot to go to make it 74-38. And Fairburn is in the backcourt. They now go to Legree. Across midcourt, Legree looking for some options here. 5:25 to go, a 74-38 ball game. And here is Zachow in the paint, the little floater, no. Renfro with a rebound. And he's looking to run. The big man up near midcourt will find Hunter. Three-point line extended from straightaway. Oh, nice crossover. And Hunter is fouled as he takes it to the rim. And he's going to shoot two.
Yeah, nice move there by Hunter. He kind of gave a little head and shoulder like he was going to shoot it. Unitego Franklin player came running out. He made a great crossover dribble, like you said. Got to the rim, got downhill, gets the trip to the line.
And so, of course, the winner of this game will get Delhi in the league championship. Delhi winning earlier tonight 55-38 over Walton Downsville as Hunter makes the first shot at the line here. He's got nine. So Smith and Hunter both with nine apiece for Oxford, eight from Nick Dodswitz. And on the other side, 24 for Xander Johnson, 16 for Rashad Keel so far. Second shot coming here for Hunter. And that one is good. So Hunter, the first Blackhawk into double figures, making it 74-40, and he has 10 points. Legree down the right side, and oh, he carried near midcourt.
Could call that every time he dribbles. He likes to put his hand under the ball. That's a point of emphasis this year for the officials, is to eliminate the carrying of the ball. You got to keep your hand on top of that ball.
You know, I was thinking earlier tonight, I wasn't going to say anything, but I was like, I feel like I do see a lot of carries now. That makes me sound like an old man as Hunter gets fouled going into the paint with 4:50 left. But, yeah, even just watching a common dribble sometimes, I'm like, well, we all do it, I guess, but wow.
I mean, I think you can get away with kind of having your hand on the side, but when you bring it up and, like, it looks like you're bringing it from the bottom and then pushing down, it kind of, it's a giveaway.
Oxford gets it in their own offensive end. Here's Smith for a three. Splash for Gordon Smith, and he has 12. Came off a screen and sinks it. Makes it 74-43 with 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego's going to go back to the bench here at the next opportunity. And good pass down low, and Fairburn can't get that shot to go. It rolled off the front of the rim on the left-handed layup. Renfro's got a rebound, and he's looking to go in transition. Renfro finds Hunter. Hunter steps back and can't get that three to go. Long rebound going right towards the Oxford bench. Somehow stays in bounds after all that. And ahead for Fairburn, puts it up. Renfro with a block out of bounds. Going to stay with the Spartans. That was a wacky display. Ball looked like it was going out. Oxford saves it. It hits off of a guy's leg. You're waiting for them to call it. Nothing happens. And so we got a timeout here on the floor. We'll step away with 4:05 to go in the fourth. Unitico Franklin boys leading Oxford 74-43 on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Unitego Franklin boys leading Oxford 74-43 here in the MAC semis. Before tonight's game at 5:30, it was the MAC consolation playoffs. And what a thriller that was. The Oxford girls defeat Unitego 45-43. And out of the timeout, a great play, Joe Sargent, finding a wide-open player underneath there for Unitego Franklin. They're able to score. Make it 76-43 with 3:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Little pull-up jumper for Smith won't go. And back outside for Oxford, a three. Hit the back of the rim, went up and touched the cord that comes down from the ceiling, and then out of bounds. So, well, yes, Oxford girls, the sixth seed, Unitego the five. This was their consolation playoffs and a big win for Oxford. Back and forth the whole game. It was really fun.
And a shot at the buzzer that went in, but was just a little late. That would have tied it and gave us some extra basketball. But
yeah, Harley Bertzel actually hit a jumper, but it was just after the buzzer that would have tied that game. Here's Wetmore taking it inside for Russell. That's off the mark. And a rebound here for Oxford. Smith will pump one back out. Renfro. His running jumper won't go, and a rebound underneath, and a foul on Oxford with 3:17 to go in the fourth. A 76-43 ball game. Unitego Franklin on top. Frustrating night here for Oxford, but they will get a MAC consolation game against Walton Downsville, and they will await their sectional seeding. The meeting tomorrow night, and those brackets and seeds should be announced on Thursday. And here is Sargent down the right side of the floor. Sargent wants a three and left it well short. Rebound out of bounds going back to Oxford. And so that will be fun to see those brackets. Of course, everybody will be crunching the math and the numbers for the next 2 days, waiting to see where their team will end up, home game, road game. As here is Oxford at the high post, a steal here by Unitego Franklin. Levi Russell trying to get one ahead here for Sargent. Missed it. Russell turnaround shot. Got it back. No good. Dodzwitz with the rebound and then a foul underneath here on Sargent with 2:43 to go. And again, stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. And so Oxford down the right side of the floor, going right to left there in the black uniforms, the red and white trim. Here is Smith blocked from behind. Good save by Oxford, but then taken back here by Unitego Franklin. But Smith has got a steal at midcourt. And Smith still playing hard here despite being down 76-43. Ball was chopped out of his hands, and we got a foul. Looks like Smith is going to be done for the night here, coming off 12 points. A little bit below his average. Played hard, but boy, kudos to UF. They were all over him tonight. And now all the starters are out of the game here.
And we do have some players that are not on the roster that are JV call-ups. So if you hear Nate say, oh, it was an Oxford or Unitego Franklin player, it's probably because we don't have them in the program.
I went down pregame, double-checked a bunch of things, and here we are. My assumption is that a lot of coaches saying, well, these guys aren't going to get into the game tonight. I don't need to give Nate this info, and here we are. Pass underneath. for Logan Kingsbury. At the right low block, and he's going to put it up and off the glass, and it's good here for Kelton Ryan. Give him a blue ribbon at the county fair for that one, 78-43, with a buck 45 to go here in the fourth. And to the far side here for Oxford as they'll work it around. Three ball here for the Blackhawks is in and out. And a big-time rebound underneath by the Spartan Devils with a minute and a half to go. They'll work one back out again here to Kelton Ryan. Steps up again, and this time it's just a little short. Out of bounds with a minute 20 to go. This is fun, though, to see all these guys get in. A lot of smiles.
Yep, and the thing that I like to watch even more than the kids on the court are the kids that are on the bench that are supporting their teammates, and it's a real camaraderie, you know, team game.
Yeah, everybody wants to see these guys do well. They fight just as hard in practice and play hard and put in those long days and nights, so it's good to see them get in. Here's a three for Oxford on the right side. It's a little bit of an air ball, and the rebound goes to Unitico Franklin. Logan Kingsbury passing one ahead, and the layup is just off the mark there for Aaron Thorne. The roof would have blown off if he had made that. Everybody wanted him to score with 45 seconds to go here in the fourth. Right side here for Unitico Franklin. On defense, I should say, now a three from the outside for Luke Bennett for Oxford, and he's able to hit. Makes it 78-46, 30 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. And Unitico Franklin is going to earn a trip back to the MAC championship to take on Delhi. The one seed versus the two. Here's a three ball here for Thorne on the right side. He can't get it. 15 seconds left. Oxford with one last three in the right corner. And that's in and out. Second chance opportunity. We got a foul underneath with 6 seconds left. And that's going to be a great boys game, I think. Again, the beginning of the season, it's hard to tell. Like you said, it was so long ago. So many things have changed. As here is Oxford at the line, and the first shot is up and good here for Noah Cheesebro. Second one coming. And that is good for Cheesebro. Makes it 78-48. And Oxford playing on defense. They're trying to get it over to Thorne, but they won't get that shot off, and that'll do it. 78-48, our final. Unitico Franklin boys defeating Oxford. They advance to the MAC championship. We'll be back with our postgame show in just a minute here on WCDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
At NBT Bank,
We know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Unitego High School, as it's Unitego Franklin boys, the one seed, defeating four seed Oxford 78-48. They advance to take on Delhi, who is the two seed in the MAC championship. That will be at Green High School, 5 o'clock on Saturday. So let's get you... I'm just going to do our high scores tonight because we had so many extra guys kind of pop in that maybe I can't give you the full scoring summary here. But for Unitego Franklin, their top scorers tonight, 24 for Xander Johnson, 16 for Rashad Keel, 6 for Joe Sargent, 6 for Brock Bertzel, 6 for Tyler Zakow, and 7 for Tristan Fairburn. So a lot of guys getting in, getting some big minutes there. On the other side for Oxford, 12 for their leading scorer, Gordon Smith, 10 for Richard Hunter, 8 for Nick Dodswitz here tonight on the other side for Oxford. So time for our three awards?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into our three awards here tonight. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. We thought we would go with Richard Hunter tonight here from Oxford. He had those 10 points, but just impressed by some of his moves to get to the basket, never gave up here tonight, and wanted to give him our Offensive Player of the Game Award because we had defense and all-purpose locked up on the other side. So
yeah, and he made some nice drives, especially in that second half, and like you said, he battled the whole game, didn't give up, really played hard, so give him credit. Well-deserved award winner tonight.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MarabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We wanted to go with Rashad Keel from Unitego Franklin tonight. Boy, his athleticism, getting up and down the floor. He had a couple of huge monster blocks. He did a little bit of everything.
Yeah, those monster blocks really kind of helped Unitego Franklin get off to that great start. And then his athleticism and ability to run the floor and finish at some impossible angles, and if he was able to get that putback dunk down, I think the crowd would still be cheering here because he was close.
I think, I don't know, he must have surprised himself.
I think he...
that it was coming right towards him,
yeah.
And he was up there. So, all right, lastly, tonight is our JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford All-Purpose Award. It's brought to you by JM, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. Pretty easy to give this to Xander Johnson tonight. One of the best games I've seen him play this season. 24 points. Really kind of a man among boys. You said it best, I think, early in the ball game. He was very, very good tonight.
Yeah, and those 24 points really came in about 2.5 quarters because he came out a little bit in the first half. He came out towards the end of the third quarter and sat the entire fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But he played a really good game. I thought he did a nice job finishing inside. I thought he was also key to that early lead that Unitego Franklin got, as he threw several of those long outlet passes, showing off his baseball skills and, you know, able to paint the corner and find that seam to get Rashad a couple of those layups. And then you also just love his unselfishness and how hard he plays at the defensive end of the floor. Very fitting that he gets the all-purpose award.
Yeah, great night tonight for Xander. Well-deserved, and he did excellent. So, all right, Coach, that's going to do it. We will see you Friday for the Tri-Valley games and Saturday for the MAC.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
If you are looking for the radio schedule, the times of those games, the locations of those games, visit natelull.com. Right on the homepage, it says Nate's radio schedule. All that information is there for you. If you're looking for other playoff information, also please visit my website, natelull.com. And under the standings page for each league, I have written out the playoff seeds, the results, the dates, the next game, where the championships are. All that information is under the standings page on natelaw.com for boys and girls for all the leagues that we cover. So it's all right there if you want to check that out, as well as the regular scores that we have, articles, Athlete of the Week, it's all right there. So check that out. So, all right, thanks again, Coach.
Hey, thanks for the invite, and looking forward to this weekend.
All right, we will see everybody on Friday for the Tri-Valley Championships, and then on Saturday for the MAC. Huge thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you later this week on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.